Welcome to Entertainment Nerd's Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with new toys every week, because that's what I do. This week we have Transformers, Follow Cybertron action figures from the Transformers Generations action figure line. This line was originally released, well, it's been a few things. Originally it was called Classics, and then it was called Universe, and then it was called Generations, and then it went away. Now it's back, and it's still called Generations. This year's first assortment has three figures from the Follow Cybertron video game, Shockwave, Jazz, and Optimus Prime. Wave 2 has five robots to make up Bruticus. And before you order any of these, or buy any of these, I just want to make a recommendation to you. We have a case on our website that has one each of eight different figures. All five Bruticus figures, Optimus Prime, Jazz, and Shockwave. One of each, no duplicates. Now, if you want to make sure you get Bruticus, all five parts so you can put together the giant robot, you want to get that. Don't buy like one figure from us as a Not Mint. Don't buy one figure at the toy store near you. Just get all eight at once. That way you don't have to worry about missing anything, and you're not going to have like a Bruticus missing an arm, because that's no good. It's a nice figure, but that's not the one we're talking about this week. We're talking about Wave 1, which includes Shockwave, Jazz, and Optimus Prime. The interesting thing about this round of Generations figures, they're a little bit smaller and a little bit lighter and definitely simpler than the War for Cybertron, the War for Cybertron figures a couple years ago, because the Fall of Cybertron figures are redesigned to be smaller and lighter, probably mostly in regards to the fact that costs in China are really going up, labor, raw materials, freight, nothing's cheap anymore, so they're a couple of dollars more expensive. They're also a little bit smaller, but they're a lot more fun. Optimus Prime was redesigned to be a smaller, simpler figure that doesn't have all of the insane flipping panels and twists and spring-loaded whatnots that the 2010 Cybertronian Optimus Prime had. He's a little bit blockier. He's chunkier. His joints are stiff. He stands well. He has articulated ankles and wrists. He looks good. The deco's great. It may not be perfectly modeled after the game, but when I got this figure, I'd say a couple months ago, I couldn't put him down for weeks. I just kept him on my coffee table and my desk. I just moved him back and forth from one to the other for days, and I just could not stop playing around with this guy. Transforming him was fun. He looks neat. The truck's kind of small. I mean, it really is small, but it's a good-looking robot, and it's a great-looking Optimus Prime toy, and it's not that expensive. Well, if you buy a case, it's a little more expensive because you're getting eight figures, but if you buy one figure, it's not that expensive. I like it a lot. He's got silver Autobot logos on his shoulders, and he's got a gun, which makes everything more exciting. He's also got a place to store weapons on his backpack, and there are 5mm holes all over his body, which can be used to attach minicons, other weapons, what other things? Energon weapons, if you still have some of those lying around. It's a good-looking toy. I like it a bunch. I recommend it highly. Coming with him is Jazz, which I do not recommend as highly. It feels cheap. It's very light. Color seems weird, and the transformation's unpleasant. How's that for selling a figure to you? It's colored interestingly, and it's decorated fairly well. He's got a lot of articulation, but there's a lot of little teeny tiny tabs that when you transform him have to be twisted just so, and you have to apply a little bit more pressure and force than I'm used to on my Transformers. And for those of you listening to this podcast, you know, I've got a lot of Transformers figures, and generally speaking, you know, the simple ones work better. There's some toys where they just do a little too much to make it maybe supposed to be simpler, but the pegs were done in such a way that the engineering just doesn't feel right, and it's appropriately jazzy, but I don't necessarily think you're going to love it, and it doesn't fit together as well as I would personally like. But it looks neat, and standing as a robot on my desk, it looks okay. I like his gun. The wheels are cool. The alt mode's pretty neat, but it could be better. On the other hand, the third figure on this assortment, Shockwave, probably couldn't be better. He's really cool. He goes from basically something that's very close to Generation 1 Shockwave. It's not perfect, but it'll fit on your shelf, to like a flying space gun thing. He's got an optional cannon for his arm, which has basically a three-barreled rifle, and you can put this other piece over it, and it looks kind of like a futuristic sci-fi cannon. It looks nice. Transforming him is not a big pain in the neck. It's just complicated enough to be interesting. He's got an articulated head. It's a little stiff at the neck, but it does turn. A light-up central eye port, this time in sort of a purple color. He's mostly purple with a little silver and pink. He looks good. I mean, if you pick his figure up or you see it, you'll go, oh, that's Shockwave. Or, you know, and there's some figures when they update them, you're like, who is that? It's Shockwave. No question about it. He's got good articulation. He looks great. He looks like Shockwave. That's the important part. He's got a little Decepticon logo on his chest. And transforming him is, it's an enjoyable experience, I would say. It doesn't make me angry. And that's really what matters. Me not being angry. So I recommend the Wave 1 figures if you can get them in any configuration. I highly recommend getting them in the Wave 2 cases because there's one that has two Optimus Primes, a Jazz and Bruticus, and the other one's got Shockwave, Jazz, Optimus Prime, and all five pieces of Bruticus. That's what you want because you want Bruticus. We'll talk about Bruticus in a couple weeks, but it's a really big robot, and it holds together pretty well, and it looks good. And I'm guessing most of you are collectors, and, you know, as most of the combiner robots aren't designed to be giant playthings that hold together, but it holds together pretty well, even though mostly it's living on a shelf. It's still very nice. So that's all for this week. I highly recommend picking up these figures because even though Jazz ain't the best, and obviously everything I say is not the opinions of my employers, manufacturers, vendors, etc., it still looks good in both modes. It's just, it feels very, very light. It's very not heavy, and that's unusual. And there's the tabs. I just don't like the tabs on Jazz. Shockwave's great. Optimus Prime's great. Weapons are good on all of them. Highly recommend them if you can pick them up. I don't regret buying them, and I bought them. But I like Transformers a lot, and I think you will too. And don't forget to check out our Halloween costume sale, since we're on the subject. Just go along with it. At sale.entertainmentearth.com, you can order Halloween costume items. Buy one, get a second 30% off. These are in-stock items, and it is while supplies last for a limited time. So check those out. Follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.